clothes than clean or organize anything. But that was only one sign of trouble. That they hadn't made love since the miscarriage was another hard-to-miss sign of impending doom. It was his own fault. He had been so caught up in work as the Senate wound down to the Easter recess, with heated budget debates, a flurry of legislation, and the relentless pace of his campaign. By the time he resurfaced from four of the busiest weeks of his life, Sam had drifted so far from him he had no idea how to bring her back. He sucked in a sharp, deep breath as he finally acknowledged his greatest fear. Thoughts he hadn't allowed himself to have before she failed to show up for their shower. Did she still want to marry him? Had he made a huge mistake by pushing for a short engagement? And what would he do if she decided she didn't want to marry him after all? How was he supposed to live without her after the bliss of being with her these last few months? His queasiness increased as each question added to his overwhelming anxiety. Something was wrong. Something was very wrong. Nikki! The touch of his father's hand on his shoulder roused Nick out of the pensive state he'd slipped into, but didn't erase the sense of panic that grew with every minute Sam failed to appear. You okay? He turned to his